All right. Good evening, everyone. My name is John Altshuler. I am a Purium member and excited to be here tonight for one of the most popular calls of the week. It's because this is the Meet the Owners call, and it's going to be a great one tonight. I'm excited about the information that's going to be shared. I think tonight's topic is anti-aging, a little bit of a sneak preview of what's coming up here at the end of the month. Our owner is going to be talking about the Learning Academy, which is a new curriculum that has been presented to all of us members, and just an incredible opportunity to continue our own personal education. And so, of course, anti-aging is a topic that probably excites many of us who are baby boomers and beyond, and I think you'll be very interested to know also that I hope I'm not going to embarrass you, Dave, but we have to at least say happy birthday to you because Dave just had a birthday yesterday. And I think we probably should be singing you happy birthday or something along that line. And so what if I opened up all the lines and people could give Dave a little happy birthday message here as we get our call started tonight? So let's go. All right,
Happy birthday to you.
The love was there. And so, Dave, I'm going to turn the call over to you tonight. Thank you so much for leading the show here. You are our owner, our founder, our chief science officer, and we all just enjoy the opportunity to learn and listen to you every Wednesday night. So thank you for, again, showing up and delivering such great information to us tonight.
Well, John, thank you for hosting both the support call and for helping us getting started here tonight. My name is David Sandoval. You are listening to the Meet the Owners call. And the Meet the Owners of what? Well, the Meet the Owners of Purium Health Products. And, you know, the whole thing about anti-aging, it really is not really so much anti-aging. It is pro-living. You know, it is basically the way of maximizing your potential, just like you want to maximize your potential when you're a student. If you're a basketball player, you want to maximize your potential as a basketball player. You know, if you work, you know, at a particular job, you probably will get, you know, maximize your potential so that you can, you know, move forward and get a promotion. Well, maximizing your potential for longevity is not only maximizing, you know, how long you live. It is maximizing your wisdom. It is maximizing your experiences. You should get better at life. You should not keep making the same mistakes. You should learn greater ways and abilities to experience joy and happiness and all of the beauty and wondrous things that are part of life. But most importantly, the longer you live, the more lives you will have to impact positively. And the longer you will have to make sure that you leave this earth a better place than when you came. So you have a responsibility to yourself to experience everything that God and our Creator and our parents wanted for us out of life. But you also have a responsibility to leave this planet a better place for having been here, to set the table so that those who will come after us will benefit from our existence, so that those that came before us will be proud of who we are and what we did in their name. And so I always say that I don't measure my age by how many years I have lived. While that is important to some, to me, it's already gone. It's done. And so it's not important to me how many years I have lived. It's important to me how many years I have left. And so if I meet somebody who may be half my age of years that I've lived, and they may be younger than me in years that we've lived, but thank goodness I am going to be younger than them in how many years we have left, because I may have 55 years left, but somebody I meet who's 20 may also only have 55 years left or less. So does that mean that I'm younger than somebody who's 20 today because I'm going to live longer than them? That I will outlive them, God willing, based upon my metabolic and physiological caring for my body and their lack of doing the same? So this is the great equalizer. Taking care of your body is really something. I just saw a picture of Christy Brinkley, who's 61 and looks amazing. And yet you ask her why. She says it's because of the food that I eat. And so for those of you who don't know, we are starting a tradition of education on the highest and deepest level, meaning that instead of learning a little bit about our transformation and how people lose weight for a few minutes at a seminar or for a few sentences in a email or maybe a few paragraphs in a booklet or maybe a few pages in a book, we are going to be spending 3 full days, of which there'll be 14 to 16 hours of coursework in 4 subjects. So, meaning that, you know, for nothing more than a single subject, we are going to spend the equivalent of 2 full days of work. And during that time, we are going to break down, we are going to examine the, you know, the deepest understanding of 4 different subjects. One is how to become a weight management coach, and we're teaching that starting this weekend. Very excited. We have a full house at the Native Springs Oasis. We have people sleeping in authentic Sulakota teepees. We have some people camping. We have people sharing rooms. We have people who are going to be coming here for the purposes of learning on what we call a detox of vacation. So while they're here, I have a few surprises for them, including the amazing, beautiful wildflowers that are blooming all around me right now. But for those who aren't going to be here live, it will be available online. And that's exciting. It will not be live streaming like we had hoped. That is a lot bigger task than I realized. But the good news is it will be much, much better for having the 1 week delay while we organize all the information into a beautiful online course that is going to be really, really amazing. So those 4 courses are how to become a weight loss coach, understanding the phytochemistry of sports performance. The third is detoxification. And the fourth, of course, is anti-aging. And I teach a course called The 21 Reasons Why the Human Body Ages. I haven't taught it in quite a while. It's a 3-hour course, and we barely scratched the surface. But we are going to expand that 3-hour course into a full Purium Academy, and I'm giving you a sneak peek tonight of some of the unusual factors that we're going to discuss and we're going to learn about. But more importantly, I want to teach you the phytochemistry of anti-aging. And so I'm going to randomly select 3 things off of my list, and I'm going to talk to you about why and how the human body ages in a more detailed fashion. Because I really believe that this thing we call life is an amazing gift. I really believe that we need to maximize our existence and maximize the potential of our existence through our diet, through our attitude, through our lifestyle. And so, that having been said, you know, we need to have a purpose in our life. I can't help you with your purpose. You're going to need to find that yourself. But what I can help you with is accomplishing the goal of longevity. And so let me go, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Oh, this is a good one. And this is one that a lot of people don't really realize. And it's sleep. How many people knew that their body is rejuvenating in 2 hours a night? Two specific hours in one night, our bodies regenerate and rejuvenate due to a hormone that is also an antioxidant. And that hormone that is also an antioxidant triggers a rhythm in our body. It's a biorhythm that we call the circadian rhythm. And our circadian rhythms cause our body to go into a very tight band wavelength of sleep. And during that very tight wavelength of sleep, our body is able to regenerate and rejuvenate and repair itself in ways that otherwise it never would be able to. And a scientific study just recently came out, and it showed that melatonin, which naturally occurs in these sour and tart dark cherries, the ones we've been promoting for 20 years, it is now scientifically proven that by taking these products, they guarantee you, they actually increase deep sleep by 2 hours per night, the exact amount of time that you must have per night in order to dramatically reverse the aging process, to unleash the nighttime beauty sleep, if you will. There's a reason they call it beauty sleep, because when you get enough sleep, your body does a lot of anti-aging repairs. When you don't get very much sleep, the exact opposite happens. Now, I want to give you a little picture in your mind. So imagine the movie The Bachelor when they all go to Vegas and nobody has slept for a couple of days. And you can see the way they make their faces look. Well, you can imagine yourself when you've had to work a double shift and then get up and take the kids to work, and then you had a very busy weekend, and all of a sudden you realize that you slept 8 hours in 3 days, and you look in the mirror and you look much older than you did before this episode started. Now imagine that you're on vacation. And you're somewhere out in the desert where you go to bed when the sun sets and you wake up and you get a massage and you have all this delicious, healthy spa food. And after 3 days of this, you wake up, you look in the mirror, and you say, wow, I haven't seen you in a long time. You see, sleep is very important. And here's the great thing. You know the tart cherry, the Montmorency, the sour cherry, the apothecary, there's a lot of names for it, but the cherry juice that we offer you, it not only has melatonin, and by the way, it's the only food on the planet that naturally contains melatonin, that ours is also a powerful antioxidant. Now, the Human Aging Research Institute, showed that when we have 12 servings of fruits and vegetables per day, that we will infuse our body with something called an oxygen radical absorbance capacity. So our body will suddenly have the capacity to absorb oxygen radicals. And oxygen radicals are free radicals. Oxygen radicals are those things that cause cancer. Oxygen radicals are those things that cause our cells to oxidize or to age. So the Human Aging Research Institute did a study, and they determined that you could actually stop aging. Now, this is published. You could stop aging of the body by 80%. Who wouldn't want to do that? You could stop aging of the body by 80% if you do one thing. If you eat enough fruits and vegetables to create a threshold of 5,000 oxygen radical absorbance capacitors in your body every day. And they determined that you would need to eat 12 servings of fruits and vegetables to do that, as I said. However, when you measure our apothecary, each and every serving meets or exceeds 5,000 on the ORAC scale, the oxygen radical absorbance scale. We exceed the antioxidants that you get from 12 servings of fruits and vegetables. In addition to the melatonin that gives you deep sleep, you have the antioxidants that could actually carry out the repairs that are needed during that deep sleep. It gets even better. Inflammation is one of the reasons the human body ages. Inflammation of the heart, inflammation of the brain, inflammation around your joints and ligaments. This causes an unnatural wearing. It causes, again, the swelling of the brain and heart are often the cause for cerebral hemorrhaging, for heart attacks, or an enlarged heart, and other diseases that lead to death. So clearly, aging is the ultimate disease. Aging is chronic. Aging is degenerative. Aging leads to death. So if we stop aging, we can delay and prolong the inevitable, which of course is death, which we should not fear. We should only maximize our potential while we're here. And so again, getting deep sleep is one of the 21 reasons, or one of the 21 ways that you could increase your longevity. Getting additional antioxidants in your life, increasing the rate that your body eliminates free radicals, is a key way to dramatically extend your life. Reducing inflammation is also a key to extending life, and all three of those things can be accomplished in a dramatic way simply by consuming one superfood, and that is the apothecary that we provide to you. And when we have it in the anti-aging category, and people look and they say, well, why is apothecary anti-aging? Well, now you know. It's anti-aging on so many levels. So now another reason why the human body ages is really unique. And I think that while it relates back to free radicals, there's also another way to prevent it. So I'm going to talk about cellular aging. Our cells get weak and they get damaged during cell division. So when we have weak cell division, we have weak cell creation, And when we have weak cell creation, we have weak cells, and weak cells create a weak body, because our body is nothing more. It's nothing more than an agglomeration of billions of individual cells acting together in unison. And those cells, each individual cell is like its own city. It's like its own creation. It's like its own, you know, person, if you would. And that worker, that cell, is responsible for creating a replacement cell through something called cell division. Okay? And during cell division, when one cell divides and gives birth to a new cell, and basically the old cell dies, and during that cell division, imagine if you hold your fists together, like, and with your fingers touching, and then you begin to spread your fists apart, and you suddenly become two fists instead of one ball. That's what cell division is like. But while one cell becomes two, it's like a mom when she's pregnant. The skin stretches and becomes very vulnerable. And during cell division, just like when a baby, a mom is giving birth or an animal is giving birth in the wild, it is very, very vulnerable. It cannot defend itself. And it needs to be protected. And so during that vulnerable time of cell division, the body oftentimes suffers because free radicals and even spastic cell growth and tumors that are caused by that form in the body because your cells do not divide properly. So I'm going to say this again. When your cells do not divide properly and when they're not protected during cell division, then you could become weaker and weaker and older, faster and faster than you ever imagined. Now, do you know that there is a single cell in nature, just like the cells in our body, and that single cell in nature has been around for billions of years, and when this cell divides, it has never mutated. When this cell divides, it has never been damaged. When this cell divides, it is perfectly protected. It never suffers from oxidation, never is affected by free radicals, never, in fact, ages. It is an aging, anti-aging miracle in nature. And the reason why is because this amazing single cell organism is the oldest organism and existed when there were so many free radicals on the planet that they were 1,000 times more toxic. The planet was 1,000 times more toxic then than it is now. And so at a time when the planet was 1,000 times more toxic, this single cell found a way to never be mutated. And that single cell is called chlorella. Chlorella has a ribonucleic acid in it that we call the chlorella growth factor. And chlorella is the most anti-aging food from the ocean that has ever been discovered. If you look at Japanese women, if you look how they age so gracefully, and Japanese men, the longevity, the Japanese are the number one consumers of chlorella on the planet. Chlorella is an anti-aging miracle. It detoxifies the body, and the accumulation of toxins are definitely one of the reasons why the human body ages. And so when you take chlorella, it not only detoxifies heavy metals and gets rid of dioxins, it also contributes that ribonucleic acid to our cells. So the billions and billions of cells that are dividing every single day in your body are all going to be protected at the highest level when you're consuming chlorella on a daily basis. Now, the anti-aging attributes of protecting your cells are immeasurable. And chlorella and tart cherry together are two of the most anti-aging foods on the planet for those very reasons. But we've got another reason. I've got time for one more reason why the human body ages. And this is a very fascinating one. I put my finger down on something called distal aging. Now, distal aging is really difficult for some people to understand, so let me put it into a story form. Imagine that you're 9 years old and you sprain your ankle. And you're supposed to rest until it's completely healed, but you don't want to. So you go out, and even though your foot's all bandaged up, and you can't walk very well, for 4 days you hobble around on one leg, sort of hopping on that one leg, and not really putting any weight on the other leg at all because you know that it's injured, so you rely upon your strong leg to get you through. Well, that awkward hopping on your strong leg for 4 days seems very innocent. But in reality, because you're young and because the ball joints in your hip are just developing, you're going to actually artificially create a wear pattern in the ball joint. Just in those 4 days, because you're so young, because you're under 10 years old, and the rest of your life, without you realizing it, you're going to walk just 1/1000th of a millimeter different because of that unusual wearing of the ball joint when you were 9 years old. And throughout your life, it's going to continue to accelerate. And by the time you're 50, you'll be walking with a slight hitch in your walk. But by the time you're 60, if you fall, there's a good chance you're going to break your hip, because of that unusual wear pattern has created a small crevice. And when you fall, that crevice is the weakness that makes your hip snap. And because you're no longer able to walk and exercise and you're not as active as you were before you broke your hip, you stop exercising and you start putting on a little extra weight, and you're eventually, believe it or not, going to take up to 20 years off of your life expectancy because you broke your hip. And that's a scientific fact. And so something very small that happens when you're very young could actually take 20 or 30 years from your life later, even though it seemed like just a small 2 to 3 day mishap when you were young. And so, you know, one other example is, did you know that the nitrates, the preservatives that they put in hot dogs, and they put in sausage, and they put in salami, and they put in all of these cured meats like ham and bacon, do you know that just one hot dog has enough nitrates and that the impact on the body could not be seen for up to 30 years. So if you're 10 years old and you go to a baseball game and you order that foot-long hot dog and you don't have any effect except for a little bit of stomach indigestion, 30 years later you could develop cancer because of the nitrates in that hot dog. So the food we eat, the quality of the food we eat is going to equal the quality of the life we live. I keep saying that over and over and over. And, you know, of course we don't want to be punished for one little slip-up. We don't want to be punished for one mistake or something we didn't know. And I don't want you to be either. But if we don't live consciously, if we do not live aware of the fact that every action has a reaction, that every action oftentimes is an opposite, an equal reaction. So we have to be very careful in what we do and how we eat. And, you know, I think that we're coming to the end of our time, but I want to leave you with one final thought, and that is that our attitude could make the biggest difference. If anybody read what I wrote on my birthday, it went something like this. On the anniversary of my birth, I want to share a thought, and that thought is that my life was given to me by two very imperfect parents. And while they were not perfect, I never think about their mistakes or their imperfections. I only think about that amazing gift that they gave me called life. And I know that everything I am and everything I will become and everything that I do is my own decision. It's my free will. And it's nobody's fault. And except for my own, if I mess up, I screw up, or if I am messed up or screwed up, it is my fault. And no one else's. And my parents gave me this amazing gift called life, and I'm going to make the best of it. I am going to run with it, as they say. And if you're alive right now and you have any deep-seated emotional trauma that you are not letting go, I want to remind you of a very important fact. And it is that anger and resentment are poisons that we eat in the hope that someone else will suffer. And forgiveness is a remedy. It is a healing potion that we give to others so that we could be healed. And that's the truth. So the last thought on anti-aging is you have to let go of anything that's making you angry, anything that you're resenting or internalizing. And if you can't let go of it, let go of the person that's making it happen. Because life's too short. So my name's David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. I am celebrating the anniversary of my birth. And I'm celebrating it by making sure that there's many, many more for me and for you and for all the people so that we can create wisdom. And that wisdom can be shared with those who are younger than ourselves. And that's the way that it should be. So as is our tradition, I would like to invite John to unlock the phone line so that we could all say a good night, an arrivederci, a hui ho, au revoir, a goodbye, an aloha, whatever it is until next time. And for those of you who are going to be here at the Oasis tomorrow, in 24 hours to begin our first PHP Academy. Oh, the weather is amazing. The rooms are waiting. The food is going to be delicious. And we're going to have a great time. So sorry for running over our time. And let's stay.
Yeah. Thank you, David.